It's time to wander the world with Sharon. Enjoy this Big Blend radio podcast featuring award-winning travel writer and photographer Sharon K. Kurtz. Welcome, everybody, to the second episode of Big Blend Radio's Wander the World with Sharon podcast featuring Sharon K. Kurtz. She is an award-winning travel writer and photographer, and I encourage you to go to her website and follow her adventures at SharonKKurtz.com. That link is in the show notes, as is her article focusing on her winter adventure in Jasper National Park in Canada. So last month, she took us to Texas, South Texas, and then she went completely the opposite to the top of the country, going to Jasper National Park, and she really experienced a winter wonderland. So that link for her article, which is up on nationalparktraveling.com, is in the show notes, as is the website for visiting Jasper, which is jasper.travel. So welcome back, Sharon. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well.
This is like you went from one extreme to the other. Yes. South Texas, not far from you, on the coast with sunshine, some warmth, t-shirt weather too. Okay, now I'm in snowland, where you're
the life of a travel writer.
So, like, yeah, your wardrobe doesn't go by seasons anymore, does it?
Oh no, you have to have it all at any time.
Yes. Do you have a bag already almost packed for anything that could happen? No, last minute.
I try to have in my closet, you know, winter all together, not gone. I don't put it away, but separate. And yeah. I have my go-tos. So I have my travel clothes pretty close at hand, and I can pack a bag like that.
Yeah, because you never know what could come in. Like, it's like, hey, let's go, you know. And then packing shouldn't be an all-day ordeal, right? Do you travel light?
I travel in a carry-on. Because I can't be without my bag. It can't go AWOL, you know,
yeah.
Working. So I've learned how to pack light. You never need as many clothes as you think you do. And when you go to a winter destination like this, you take onto the plane your puffer big jacket and heaviest shoes, and then pack the rest in a little carry-on.
Yeah, because you could sit on your jacket too for extra cushions.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I have a friend. She does that whenever she goes to England. She's like, I need my jacket. And I'm like, but it's hot. She goes, no, I sit on it. And when I'm there, I'm going to need it, because she's really tiny. And she's like, she's always cold. So she's like, I need my jacket, not necessary for wearing on the plane, but I'm not putting it in the suitcase or whatever, you know. So this is good tips for everyone. So going off, did you have to take special shoes? Like you said, heavy shoes, because you were in snow and then you went snowshoeing, I heard.
Yes. And ice walking. So I have a pair of boots. They're not like, oh, they don't look like Tommy the Tundra, you know, the big fur lined, big things, but they're really sturdy and they worked out just fine. And then when we did, we'll talk to about it, but I had to go ice walking and they provided boots with crampons. So everything I had just fine.
Wow, that's amazing. It's amazing. So crampons allow you to walk on ice without doing the Lisa slip and fall.
Well, we did some of that, but still it helps.
But it's kind of funny, you know, when you do, you know. So what was snowshoeing like? I mean, that to me has been on a bucket list to do. Have you done it before?
No, I never had. But my memory is we lived, when I was a little girl, my dad was a fisherman and a hunter. And so in our basement in his like man cave were these old fashioned snowshoes made with like a gut of animals, you know, strung tightly, very big and long. And so when we stayed at the Pyramid Lake Lodge in Jasper, it's a beautiful place. And they have the gear you need for ice skating and snowshoeing. So we went into the little house that housed all this stuff. And she brought back these small snowshoes that were more, composite material, and they were adjustable. But they were easy to walk in because they weren't the big long ones that I suspected they would be.
That's what I would thought. I always thought they were like those giant clown shoe kind of things.
Yeah, they were clown shoes, but short clown shoes.
Okay, well, that's easier. Yeah. But it's nice to get out there because, and especially it seemed like you had the big, beautiful, open blue skies, like the picture behind me that you took. Blue skies, sunshine, and snow and ice. And that makes for magic. I mean, just
It was
absolute beauty.
spectacular. Stay there. The skies look just like what's behind you. And when that sun glitters against the snow, it just like the clis it's just magical.
It is a glitter. It is. It's like this little glisten of like magic and hope, and you feel like snow fairies are going to come out and
Yeah.
play,
Now it's the end of the season, and so this is their like the winter wonderland season where you do winter sports, and it had gotten warm a few weeks before, so the snow was more compact and not fluffy, and the ice had melted a little bit, so it wasn't, that's a lake behind you, and
Oh,
they
wow.
clear off a big portion of it, and that's where you ice skate, but it was bumpy. Not for figure skating, maybe for ice hockey, but
Yeah.
that's why I chose snowshoeing instead.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then also, off you go and you went on a the said there's like the Icefields Parkway that you went on. That to me, that wasn't that kind of one of your first things that you did was go on this parkway, and that's where you saw a lot of the wildlife.
Yes. So I was with a small little group, three other journalists and
Oh,
our
okay.
host. And we flew into Calgary and then took a shuttle bus up to Banff, Canada. And a Banff is like, oh, it's so beautiful. And that's where skiers go. But I'd never been to Jasper, which is about 4 hours further into the Canadian wilderness. So spent the overnight in Banff, and our host picked us up. And that's where we had to drive on the Icefield Parkway. That is quite a famous drive. You have to be careful. You have to take extra water. You have to be prepared because you could have an avalanche. The road could be closed because of a blizzard. All manner of things. You have to be prepared to drive on that road.
Wow. So what was the wildlife like for you to see? You saw elk and
We
things like
saw
that?
elk and.
Oh, beautiful.
So at one point we had to slow and then stop the car because there were bighorn sheep down on the road. And one, a female, crossed. Now the bighorn, the beautiful ones were on the other side of the car, so I couldn't like get their photo, but a little lone female crossed the road and I got her picture. She was so sweet looking.
Oh,
So
wow.
that was one. And then we came upon a red fox in a snowbank right beside the highway, looking at us with these glittering black eyes and such a curious little face. And Gabby, our driver host, said, I have never seen a red fox ever in this park. And there it was.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. So off you go. You get to see, the actual wildlife. So this is a national park in Canada, which is, pretty famous. I think Banff and Jasper are very famous
Right, they're right next door to
destinations.
one another. And Banff is the biggest national park in Alberta. And Banff, I think, is the second. So it's very pristine.
Kind of connects with the Rockies, right? I'm trying to think about how our terrain goes because then it's like Yellowstone Rocky Mountain National Park, kind of that kind of.
The same Rockies, only they extend up to Canada. And these are the Canadian Rockies. And they just ring. Where we were staying, they were on all sides. We were like in a bowl surrounded by the towering peaks. It was beautiful.
I love that you went in winter because a lot of times our national parks, even in the States, people like just think, oh, we only go in summer, and the parks get overrun in the summer. And
Right.
there's a whole different and unique experience to do in winter. And there's this quiet that comes from the snow. It's just this extra peaceful sound, except for you can sometimes hear the wind and there's just this, I can't explain how just it's magic, right? And I mean, we've done Yosemite in snow, we've done Sequoia National Park in Kings Canyon, and I don't know, it's just something that I think folks should do. And they say Yellowstone is supposed to be really awesome in winter too.
I would love to do that. And you can take tours on those all-terrain vehicles with the huge, huge wheels. I understand. I haven't done it either. I'd like to.
Yeah. But going into a park like this, is that something that they want people to know about? Like, you don't always just come here in summer. And do you think they have that same problem up there in Canada, as, you
Well,
know, with summer
yes,
traffic?
they want to promote Jasper as a winter destination. There's ice climbers. You can see how beautiful it was. You just wear a jacket and you get out in the weather. It wasn't like you couldn't hike.
Okay.
And there's ice climbing, and there's, it's just really a beautiful place to go. And the silence, as you said, when we, right there, the lake behind you, we took off walking across the lake to this little island. It's called Pyramid Island. That's Pyramid Peak behind you. And it's
Okay.
a place where the indigenous people revered back in the day, this Pyramid Island. So we took off walking on our snowshoes over to Pyramid Island. And
Wow.
it was quiet. It was still and beautiful.
Which is something we don't get very often.
That's true.
You know, even a lot of national parks, you're hearing other things going on, you know. So this was Pyramid Lake that you walked across to Pyramid Island, and then you stayed at the lodge. And so tell us a little bit about the lodge, because even in our national park system, these lodges are historic and carry so much history. And you've even got to think about the people who originally built these lodges. And there's like a certain style that makes it an actual lodge with the wood and all of that.
Well, this was wood. It was from the 1920s, and it was a fishing lodge originally. So it had they had beautiful property around it, and over the years, it built up. They say that in the lodge, the main building of the lodge, the owners used to serve their guests out on their patio from their house, and then it expanded. Now it goes up the hill. All of the rooms have the most gorgeous view, and a little fireplace in your room, a little self-contained fireplace. It was beautiful. And it has all the amenities. Like, people love to go to this lodge in the summertime, of course. And so you can swim in the lake, you can canoe. But there was a beautiful hot tub with a view of the lake. If I didn't do that, because my little bag, I did not bring a swimsuit, but you can.
Well, now what about the night sky? We're talking about that beautiful silence that you get in winter, but what was the night sky like? Because if you're that silent, it sounds like you're not, you know, in a busy, trafficky city kind of vibe, right? It doesn't look like it either.
Well, Jasper National Park is a dark sky preserve. It's a special designation because of they have such low light pollution. And it's the second biggest dark sky preserve in the world. So they're known for this, and they have what's called a dark sky festival, like in October. And you can get the northern lights, the aurora borealis, above you on any night. Now, I will say that our stay came with, on a Saturday night, the Jasper Planetarium comes out to the property, and right there on the lake, there's a walkway, and they set up, prepared to tell you about the stars above you with a big telescope. And on our night, it was cloudy.
Oh, it
but it's
happens.
not always cloudy. And I sent you pictures. There's one of the aurora, the northern light, just right from this view, that was spectacular. So that's just a reason to go back. You know, you can't call up nature on demand. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, you got the red fox instead.
Yes.
See?
I still saw nature.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like what we talked about last time on, you know, about Port Aransas, Texas. You don't know. Are you going to really, you know, here's the Whooping Crane Festival. Then you all go, are they going to show up?
Yeah.
To the party?
Where are they?
Yeah. You know, so you got to see that. Maybe not the Aurora Borealis, but maybe next time. And that's, don't you feel that way? As soon as everything's always fast for us as journalists. I get the story, but but there's always that, but wait, there's more.
And it's usually, when it's a visit to a destination, it is short, but it gives you the highlights. And you know, if you want to come back with your family another time. And this special event evening that we had, he still had a big screen out there on the ice, and he would tell us all about the stars above us, and how, and meteorites. And it came with a 2-year guarantee. So I can go back anytime within 2 years and catch his show again.
Oh, well, that's cool. That's cool,
Yeah.
especially
So
for people
I will.
nearby.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly.
Wow. So you didn't freeze, you didn't die going out in the snow. It was just one of those magical things, and wear good clothes, like you're saying. It's really about wearing the right things and getting out
Exactly.
there. So how long do you think the snow will last for people listening now? It's May, so it's probably all kind of melting now, right? So now this would be to start planning for winter.
Yes. So it goes until around the end of March is when things start melting. And then you get into the mud season. It's going to be a little slushy for a while until, but you'll see soon the spring flowers peeking out and, the seasons change.
Oh,
We were at
awesome.
the tail end of the winter season.
Yeah, so now for folks, it would be good to start making your plans for winter. So looking at going December, January, it might even be a good way to celebrate the holidays and do something different than having to have everybody over at the house.
Right. Well, our lodge, the Pyramid Lake Lodge, had a beautiful fine dining restaurant. Well, we ate all of our meals there, but they're known for hosting weddings. So out on this island that we walked to and has a bridge to, they had a beautiful amphitheater set up with a view of the lake for destination weddings. So
Wow.
on our night, there was a destination wedding party in
Yeah.
the fine dining restaurant. I'm sure they were setting up as they got out of the cars, they had long dresses wrapped over their arms and, shielded. And so even in
Cool.
winter, it's a
Yeah.
great.
That's cool. That's really, hey, why not? A lot of people get married in national parks. Even, Yosemite even has a little chapel in the park that people get married in. So, yeah, you never know. So, where is your next destination?
I go in less than a month to Machu Picchu in Peru.
Woo, so that's going to be quite the story.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm going on a small group tour with Intrepid Travel. They are one of the leaders in small group travel, and it's going to be an immersion experience where we meet with indigenous women and talk to them about their lives and how they provide for their families. And we'll also go to Lake Titicaca. I've always
Oh
heard about that,
wow.
but it's
Yeah.
on the shore there in Peru. So
Oh
I'm
wow.
3 days early just to acclimate for the altitude. I'm a little concerned about that because it's very high and sometimes people have trouble.
Yeah, take a lot of water. I know that, and just take baby steps, and yeah, I've had friends who've done it, and yes, it can be hard, but take water. And hey, you just went up into the Rockies. Were you okay in there? Because that's
Yeah,
pretty
it
high
was.
up.
So that is a good test because I had no problem even exertion. Like we will walk the Inca Trail and it's high elevation, lots of walking. So it was preparation for that.
I think you're supposed to eat chocolate too. I don't know. It just sounds good.
Yeah, why not? I'll eat chocolate anytime.
Yeah, I mean, and don't they have yerba mate there too? Like, I think so.
Yes, yes they do.
Yeah.
And also you've heard about coca tea.
Yes.
There is a
Oh.
special tea and you cannot bring it back. You better
No, you
not bring it in
can't.
your suitcase. No. But it is made of properties that really help with altitude sickness and probably all in all make you feel pretty good.
I know you might be running up that hill. Kate
I
Bush will
know.
be jealous.
I know.
I love it. Well, I love that you truly are wandering the world. So, everyone, that's what's so fun about Sharon. She really does get out there. I mean, we just talked to her about Poland. We went from Poland to Texas to Canada. Next is Machu Picchu. So, the name of the podcast, Wander the World with Sharon, is definitely a perfect fit. And of course, you can follow the show on bigblendradio.com. Every time we do a podcast, whether it's on our Big Blend Radio channel as well, this one will be on our Parks and Travel channel as well. And also, be sure to follow Wonder the World with Sharon on your favorite podcast outlet like Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, those kinds of places. It's there as well as YouTube. You can find it there. So again, if you go to jasper.travel, that's the place to set up your next adventure, right? And you tell us a little bit about Pursuit, because that's who you went with, right? Was the Pursuit collection.
Yes, they have lodges in several places in the world. In Alaska, they have these beautiful lodges in Montana, in Glacier National Park, and up here in Canada. And they also have what's called flyover experiences. So they have one in Iceland, in Las Vegas, of all things, in Vancouver, Canada. And just picture an IMAX theater, and you go in and you literally strap yourself in, because you think when it starts, the pictures are all around you and you think you are flying or you're falling into a canyon. Or, you know, I've done it in Vancouver. So they are also known, other than their lodges, for these flyover experiences.
Wow, that sounds like a trip. I remember we were in the Epcot Center. This is almost 30 years ago. And it was at the beginning of this kind of immersive experience. And it was kind of like an IMAX experience, but it was this 360 degrees. And we went around the world in Epcot, and then we needed someone to take us home, because you could go to each country, or you could go around like each continent and country, and you go on a ride or like some kind of attraction. Like, I remember going to Norway and you could float with trolls. And then you could eat something from that country and drink something from that country. So Nancy and I went a little wild, because and I don't know, but we ended up with all kinds of toys and stuff we shouldn't have done. And we've landed, they ended the whole experience in Canada, and you go into this, you know, theater complex, and you're normally supposed to stand, but then they had the movie go over your head. So it's everywhere you were within this experience. And all I know is we ended up sitting on the floor. We got so like, what? There's the horses are running over us, you know?
You know, it was like that. And, you know, Pursuit also, they are very big on experiences. So also what we did when we were in Jasper National Park was we did the Maligne Canyon Ice Walk. Maligne Canyon, very famous in Jasper National Park. In the summer, it's a raging river with waterfalls. But in the winter, it freezes over. And with a guide, Pursuit has this beautiful place to go. And with guides, they are the ones who put us in boots and helmets and crampons. And we walked down to the bottom of this canyon on the ice through the canyon.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's an
it's
experience.
Really, really something.
Oh, I love this. This sounds like fun. Well, if you were able to do that, you're ready for Machu Picchu.
I think so. I'm getting there.
Well, we can't wait to hear all about it. And everyone, that's what we'll hear about next time here on Wonder the World with Sharon here on Big Blend Radio. Thanks so much for joining us, Sharon. We can't wait for next time, and safe travels.
Thanks. Safe travels to you.
Thanks for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's Wonder the World with Sharon podcast. You can keep up with Sharon's adventures at SharonKKurtz.com. Follow Big Blend Radio at BigBlendRadio.com. Happy travels!